When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Did you know that MyBookie.com has more than just sports gambling? Oh yeah, they've got an online casino that is amazingly fun to play and can be quite profitable. Want to sharpen some skills for a trip to Vegas or maybe another casino? You want to practice card counting, bet variance, or some exotic strategy you saw on TikTok? MyBookie.com. And of course, there's always the sports. Not just football, which we're all salivating about, but baseball, golf, tennis, boxing, MMA, and a bunch of stuff that you'll say, wait, I can bet something on that? Yes, you can. Get an account at MyBookie.com. Enter promo code ZABE so they know that I sent you. And splash around and have some fun in life, especially after you get that reimbursement check from your sales meeting in Grand Forks, South Dakota. MyBookie.com, the one, the only, the official sportsbook of the ZABEcast. This is the ZABEcast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Here we go. Wednesday, July 30th, 2025. Thank you for downloading. It's just you and I in the car again today, live from Green Bay, plausibly live from Green Bay, Wisconsin, Titletown, USA. A much nicer day for practicing tackle football, professional style in America. But we are once again visited by the CTE bogeyman, the horrific and cowardly act of that lunatic who stormed into the NFL headquarters building along with BlackRock, a bunch of other powerful companies up there in New York, and killed four innocent people, was actually on a mission to reach NFL HQ. The guy was a former high school football player. That's it. Was okay in high school. Never made it in the pros or even in college. He was working security for one of the Las Vegas resort hotels, which is a little bit scary. And yeah, despite the security at these type of buildings, it was the poor rent-a-cop who got it first and worst right out of the gate. A friend of mine said, how can he get access to a building like that? Well, it's easy. Shoot a guard in the face and then spray the lobby with an M4. That's how you do it. So he left a note in his pocket apparently saying he has CTE, or he's convinced he has CTE, and he desperately wants his brain to be studied. I can only say I hope to God they throw that brain right in the fucking trash. Because you know, if they test it and they find CTE, one of the most overhyped and least understood conditions that has only been really studied in the last 20 to 30 years at most, if they find any of that, they're going to use it as a way to resume the proxy war against football that I thought we had finally won. I thought we were finally over this CTE stuff. Now, you do any reading on CTE and what they know about it, what they don't know about it, is that it happens to present in a number of different types of people, some of which have had brain injury and brain trauma, concussions repeatedly. Some people, it occurs when they're older, just for no reason whatsoever. And there's a lot of other mitigating factors that could contribute to CTE, especially drug use, alcohol use, depression drugs to treat anti-depression or anti-depression drugs, that would be. And so you don't even know. Even one of the CTE experts that was quoted in the story about this horrific, cowardly act said the conditions associated with CTE, depression, anger, mood swings, violence, self-harm, all that stuff, they aren't necessarily caused by the CTE, but they can be made worse. May, possibly, don't know. But there are a lot of people who will just take, if they end up studying this asshole's brain and they find one sliver of what they could call CTE, and I don't even know what the test is for it, well, you just know there's going to be a lot of low information people who don't really like it, football, clinging on to it. In fact, I know a guy, he actually appears on this podcast, who will probably smugly say, well, you know, Zabe, this football causes people to go crazy and shoot everyone up. Yeah, one guy. And of course, they then cite other examples of former NFL players who have committed suicide, who have done some other things that were just crazy and, you know, cut open their brains and they found out, oh, look, there's some CTE. But what does it really mean? Tell the truth. Forget the mere numbers game of football, that there are hundreds of thousands of men that have played tackle football with helmets and suffered some degree of concussions and or traumatic brain injury who have gone on to live perfectly normal and healthy and longer lives. Because one of the other things about the myth of football being so bad for people, because you take a few outliers of, look at this ex-NFL player, he died so young. Look at this guy, he died so young. There is a thinking of that football players live shorter lives than the average male. And the answer is not true. They live longer for a lot of different reasons. More money, better health care, and just because, well, usually it's not a matter of, I mean, you're talking about a league in which the average career, the NFL, is 4.5 years, 4.5 average, maybe even less than that. And that's average. So every guy that plays forever skews the average higher. I mean, look, people are going to believe what they want to believe, but horrible act. And of course, all the gun-free zones in New York City did no good. Now, I'm generally an advocate for licensed concealed carry everywhere. But you do have to be careful in a city like New York, which has so many lunatics in it, that you can't just say, well, we're not going to put up gun-free zones and not try to enforce that, because, hell, there'll be guys walking down the street in New York City strapped at every corner. And while many of them could be law-abiding, grounded citizens, there's going to be some guys who wake up on the wrong side of the bed one day, and you don't want them carrying a piece with them. But in terms of concealed carry being permitted, I know the signs don't work, because there's signs in New York, this is a gun-free zone. Well, this guy drove from fucking Vegas. So you think he's going to get to New York and go, oh, gun-free zone, I can't commit murder like I wanted to. And yeah, I know what you're probably thinking. I have no love for Roger Goodell. I think he's a stooge. I would never in a million years want any harm to come to him or anyone else in the league for that matter. So the NFL really, really got a bit lucky. The guy apparently went up the wrong elevator bank on his way to get vengeance against the league for which he never played, claiming they concealed the truth about CTE, and that somehow let him play high school football. I'm Ron Burgundy. Concealed the truth. Tell the truth. Maybe he just watched Concussion with Will Smith and was heavily medicated and said, you know what? I'm going to go be a hero today. Watch this. I'm going to drive to New York City. It's a long drive, by the way. Didn't he have enough money to fly? Oh, well, yeah. Can't fly with a gun. Never mind. All right, that was dumb. Dumb point by me. We move on. To college football, Stuart Mandel, writing for The Athletic, has an excellent piece on what it was like at the Big Ten Media Days in Las Vegas, where, of course, they don't have a team in Las Vegas, but hey, why not? Somebody had the available ballrooms, and so they said, let's go. Let's have a good time. In that media days, the Big Ten, led by their new commissioner, Tony Petitti, pushed for their version of what they hope will be a 16-team playoff come 2026. We're currently at 12, which I think is plenty. But of course, more money, more teams, more fun. That's what they're looking for. And so Petitti's format in the Big Ten, they want a 4-4-2-2-1-3 model. That's right. 4-4-2-2-1-3 model. Four guaranteed bids for the SEC. Four guaranteed bids for the Big Ten. Two guaranteed bids each for the ACC and the Big 12. One automatic qualifier from the highest ranked group of six, i.e. non-power conference champion. And then three at-large bids for other teams, typically including strong independents like Notre Dame and others. Why do they want this? Because, well, the Big Ten suddenly had to absorb several pedigree programs, and the Big 12 completely disintegrated, and their league bloated to a size that was unmanageable. So now they've got 9-game conference schedules, whereas the SEC, where it just means more, only has 8. And the two mega conferences are vying for college football supremacy, and the Big Ten looks at it like, hey, we don't want to be left short when the committee just puts more and more SEC teams in there. This is the old rivalry once again between the conferences, and we're tougher than you, we're better than you, you're more top heavy, no you're not. And it's a fun argument to have, although a bit exhausting at times. I think in general the SEC is better, but it doesn't mean the Big Ten is chopped liver. They're, of course, the Big Ten riding high on back-to-back national championships with Michigan and Ohio State. But just to give two conferences four automatic bids is a little bit, well, it's more than a little bit. It just is completely antithetical to, well, are we playing to get the best teams in, or are we just going to guarantee certain conferences a seat at the table? There are years in which conferences are down and down big and don't have nearly the quality teams that they've had in years past. So that part I don't like right away. The other part is that Petitti wants to have, get this, play-in games for the conference bids on the final weekend of the season. So let's say the Big Ten championship has two teams in it. First of all, both teams are going to make the college football playoff, so that automatically lessens the stakes, if you will, for that game. But then he would like to see the third-seeded Big Ten team take on the sixth-seeded Big Ten team, and then 4-5 with those two winners filling out their four automatic dance card bids. I'm sorry, Mr. P. You fucking crazy? But no, he swears by it. He said to the media at Media Days, we believe that the fans will gravitate toward this format. Look at how exciting it will be. You better go back and look at some of the sixth place Big Ten teams and ask yourself, do you really want them with a chance to get into the college football playoff? Of course, this could be worked around if both leagues would get the same number of games, but the SEC has no interest in going to 9 regular season games against conference opponents, and the Big Ten is stuck because their league is too large. It's a horrible, horrible idea. Mandel asked Petitti, well, how much will public sentiment factor into this? Because he ran a poll on Twitter, Mandel did, saying, so what do you prefer? The 5+11 format, which is 5 conference champions and then 11 at-large selections, or this convoluted 4-4-2-2-1-3 model with play-in games. Play-in games? I need my Jim Mora Jr. on that one, or Jim Mora Sr., I guess it is. And of course, the votes came in overwhelmingly that 5 plus 11 is the way to go. Let me back up and say we don't need 16. There's not 16 worthy national champions. You don't sit there and say, well, I think there's 16 teams that are the best team in the country. It just doesn't work out that way. Usually, there's no more than four at the most. And what we saw play out last year was pretty much a demonstration of, yeah, that was a lot of work to get to what we thought we were going to get anyway for the national championship. So it's a dumb idea. Petitti had a great quote, though, in which he said, does Coke ask the public what it thinks when it makes decisions about its product? And either Petitti is too young to remember or just oblivious to the entire new Coke disaster. Or maybe they should have listened more. And the answer is, of course, they listen to consumers. They do all kinds of surveys and focus groups, taste testing. They don't just blindly go in and say, let's change all this up. Don't worry, people will gravitate to the new Coke. Narrator, they did not, in fact, gravitate to the new Coke. Mandel called it, maybe Petitti's thinking about calling it new playoff. Good one. Let's hope it never happens. Dateline fashion industry. Sydney Sweeney is a Nazi? What? American Eagle Outfitters has unveiled a new ad campaign with the it girl of the moment, Sydney Sweeney. I think she's lovely. I think she's incredibly well endowed. But I think she's just riding the wave of, okay, she's going to be the it girl for a little while here. Much like Jessica Simpson was at one point, much like pick another name was at one point, she's it for right now. So there is a genuine, and it's not fake, backlash amongst some of the ultra-left, ultra-woke to claim that the campaign, which says Sydney Sweeney has good genes, as she wears the American Eagle jeans, as in blue jeans, J-E-A-N-S, and then pats her butt, they're now crossing that out and they're saying jeans, as in G-E-N-E-S, and the critics are saying that is basically, you know, white supremacy, Nazi propaganda. Here, don't believe me? Take a look. Take a listen here at Good Morning America, which actually ran with this.
Time to check the pulse. We begin with the backlash over a new ad campaign featuring actor Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, the ads are for American Eagle, and the tagline is, Sydney Sweeney has great genes. Now, in one ad, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed actress talks about genes as in DNA being passed down from her parents.
The play on words is being compared to Nazi propaganda with racial undertones.
The pun, good genes, activates a troubling historical associations for this country. The American eugenics movement in its prime between like 1900 and 1940 weaponized the idea of good genes just to justify white supremacism.
Despite that backlash, American Eagle stock has been soaring.
And of course, there is the usual suspects willing to put themselves online crying in front of their phone camera to say how traumatized they were by seeing this and how this is, I don't know, going to lead to people of color being hunted down in the streets. Like literally, crazy don't get tired, people, and crazy has imaginations that you can't conceive of.
Yeah, that got me too. And I don't know why. Maybe because it's just so blatant. I keep thinking that people just are not going to believe us until we're hung out there. But then even then, I feel like they'll be like, oh, no. Kind of like they are with. Yep, that got me too.
You guys are complaining about that Sydney Sweeney jeans ad, so I went and saw it.
I feel like Sydney Sweeney getting canceled for Yahtzee propaganda should have been on everyone's bingo card at this point. But believe it or not, it does keep getting worse because they have continued to drop more ads over the last few days. And today I'm going to show you the most horrific and problematic one. And as always, make sure you like, rage, comment, repost, and follow along for more. But if you're not already up to date, here's what's going on. This week, Sydney Sweeney launched an ad campaign with American Eagle that is very clearly white propaganda. And in any other timeline, it might have been less noticeable, but given the current climate of things, it is extremely obvious, and it has garnered them a lot of attention, and even their stocks have gone up because of it.
So I guess then the only way for the ultra left and the super woke, the only way to have ad campaigns that have white people in them is to make sure the white people are the stupidest and the lamest and the butt of all jokes in ads. That's it. Because, you know, that's apparently the only thing that's allowable. There was also a very troubling incident at a jazz festival in Cincinnati where a white woman and her husband got into a fight after the festival and were beaten the hell out of by a group of other people who mostly were black. Was this a gang up attack purely based on race? I don't know, and you don't know. It's a bad look, though, that's for sure. The one clip I saw this woman venture into a scrum and start swinging on somebody else. And you can call me a victim blamer all you want, but duh, what are you doing, woman? I'm always constantly amazed at these viral fights I see online in which women will throw themselves into harm's way, throwing fists, throwing objects, going up against much larger men of any degree of questionable morality or criminal background, and just swinging on them as if this is all a game, as if there's no consequence, as if you can't get your head cracked open being knocked out and hitting the pavement and go into a coma and die. Just no regard for it. No sense of, okay, shit, I'm really pissed off right now, but I got to think for a second. I'd like to wake up and have a day tomorrow, just my normal day. So on the one hand, it looks ugly from a racial standpoint. Of course, the female police chief is chastising the media for saying, hey, don't make it out to be a racial thing. But the woman herself, like, what are you doing? Any group situation, any makeup ethnically of any group situation, head on a swivel. Head on a swivel, scan and be aware of your environment at all times. And at the first sign of a kerfuffle or trouble or a disturbance or whatever, walk away. And if it's worse than that, run away. If you have to, be a chicken. Swallow your pride. Let somebody else disrespect you. It doesn't matter. You want to wake up tomorrow. You're not going to win any fight. Saw another story of a kid, teenager, who went to go settle a fight with another kid in his class. These are high school kids. One kid was white, one kid was black. And they agreed to go fight, you know, man to man outside to settle their beef. The white kid ended up beating up the black kid. The black kid got up from the ground after taking his beating, pulled out a gun, and shot the white kid dead. Awful, horrible, terrible. But tell them what they've won, Bob. You died over a beef. Sad stuff. All right, let's rat-a-tat through some various stories here and get to them real quick. Jalen Hurts talking about the heat at training camp, at practice the last couple days in Philly. And by the way, it's been brutal in the East. Quote, fatigue makes cowards of us all, unquote. Great quote. I want to say General Douglas MacArthur said that quote, but I do think about it quite often. I know myself, I wouldn't say it makes me a coward, but Whenever you're tired and you're thinking, oh God, I don't want to do this, don't want to do that, your whole outlook on life changes. It's a lot better after a good night's rest, or at least laying down for a while and getting out of the damn heat.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Save big on everything you need when you shop at Menards. Spidey Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Stay connected to home while you're away with wireless outdoor security cameras. Control all your smart home products from anywhere using one easy-to-use app. View our entire selection of Fight Electric smart home products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Did you know that MyBookie.com has more than just sports gambling? Oh, yeah. They've got an online casino that is amazingly fun to play and can be quite profitable. Want to sharpen some skills for a trip to Vegas or maybe another casino? You want to practice card counting, bet variance, or some exotic strategy you saw on TikTok? MyBookie.com. And of course, there's always the sports. Not just football, which we're all salivating about, but baseball, golf, tennis, boxing, MMA, and a bunch of stuff that you'll say, wait, I can bet something on that? Yes, you can. Get an account at MyBookie.com. Enter promo code ZABE so they know that I sent you. And splash around and have some fun in life, especially after you get that reimbursement check from your sales meeting in Grand Forks, South Dakota. MyBookie.com, the one, the only, the official sportsbook of the ZABEcast.
Tweet of the day. A guy in Paris told me he puts a picture of his AC unit on his dating apps to attract girls during the summer. This is just sending me, says Molly on Twitter. NFL Films and Omaha Productions. Omaha! The team behind Quarterback now bring their storytelling skills to a new sport. They will have WWE Unreal on Netflix. Take fans where they've never been before, inside the creative process featuring the industry's biggest stars. The series drops today as I record this on a Tuesday. There are so many great documentaries and content that I am way behind on. I still have not seen the Happy Gilmore movie. Maybe I'll see it tonight. We shall see. But yeah. There's a sign that every high school athlete, every high school football player should read. Not sure what locker room this is from, but it's odds of making it in the NFL. Ready? High school football players in the U.S., 1,086,627. High school football seniors, 310,000. NCAA players, 70,000. NCAA freshmen playing football, 20,000. Percentage of high school players that make the NCAA, 6.5%. Players scouted by the NFL, 6,500. Players invited to the combine, 350. Players drafted, 256. Percentage of players that go from college to the NFL, 1.6%. NFL players reaching year four of the 300 or so rookies that make teams every year is only 150. So only half make it to year four. And then they've got the minimum salary, which was from 2014. So that's quite dated. But still, the point is college education superior. Always there. It's okay to chase your dream, but don't give up on your college education. In Cleveland, Shedeur Sanders had a great day in camp. 9 for 9 with 2 touchdowns. Woo! He's hot. Some anonymous coaches purportedly telling various Twitter outlets that they think this kid's special. Look, if he's really good, it'll be a great story for the league that the Browns picked him in the 5th round with their 2nd quarterback selected. And he turns out to be as good as Deion said he would be. By the way, shout out to Deion. surviving bladder cancer. Good for him. Like I said yesterday on the podcast, if he leaves, he leaves. He was Colorado's best thing they had in years. What'd you expect was going to happen? Not right now, though, he's not planning on leaving. Anyhow, Jimmy Haslam spoke to the media at Browns camp on Tuesday and said that the Shedeur Sanders pick was Andrew Berry, their GM's pick, and not his own. Okay, we'll see about that. At least he spoke to the crowd, so that's not terrible. Bugs Bunny turns 85 years old this week, and people are pointing out that he is still younger than five United States House of Representative members and still younger than a sitting U.S. Senator. Jesus. I would argue Bugs Bunny is also smarter than most of them. Say what you want about Elon Musk, but man, he has some wild projects going on that don't even seem like they can be real. For example, it was announced that the Boring Company, great name, by the way, it's his tunnel company, officially announced plans to build an underground tunnel system in Nashville, Tennessee. It'll connect downtown and the convention center to Nashville Airport. It'll have a transit time of about 8 minutes. It is not going to cost taxpayers a dime, and only Tesla vehicles will be able to be used in the tunnels because of, obviously, emissions and, well, he wants to promote his Tesla vehicles. They will, they said that when it's fully operational, tunnels will remove thousands of vehicles daily from roadways and state highways, easing congestion. And it's going to be all American-made innovation tunnels and equipment built in the U.S. using the Boring Company's proprietary technology. It's just wild. How do you get the permits for this? How do you do the engineering to make sure that you are not going to collapse things along the way? Shouldn't this project take forever? Well, if it was government, it would. Buford High School in Georgia, talk about it just means more, unveiled their new high school football stadium. $62 million. $62 million stadium, and it is a banger. Amazing. To baseball, more on this push for, it looks like, a salary cap of some sorts. It appears that some of the bigger owners, bigger name owners, are okay with this and either quietly supporting Manfred as he begins to beat the war drums in advance of the CBA expiring at the end of 2026, but he's apparently gotten on board some of the current owners that you wouldn't expect, like Boston's John Henry, apparently indirectly supports a cap, as well as the Yankees' Hal Steinbrenner. Somewhere, Big Stein is spinning like a rotisserie chicken in his grave. KFC for Barstool said, I've been trolling the Yankees for like 35 years. I can turn any one headline into a way to make fun of the Yankees, but Hal Steinbrenner asking for a salary cap is legitimately the death of the franchise. It's their biggest advantage. And it's like he's saying, no, I just want my money. I'm broke. Oh, yeah, the Yankees have one of the worst records in baseball since mid-June. They're playing at a 90-loss pace since mid-June. Ryan Sandberg passed away on Monday. He was not just beloved in Chicago, well-known across the country, a ballplayer's ballplayer, handsome, quiet, humble, super well-liked, great baseball player, Hall of Famer. A second baseman who was a defensive whiz, 9 gold gloves, who developed power when one of his hitting coaches said, hey, stop trying to go the other way, just pull everything, pull everything, pull everything. So he was a second baseman with pop. I remember sometime around 94-ish, SI had a big story about salaries in baseball and the top paid guys. And at the time, Ryan Sandberg was the top paid player in baseball and also one of the highest paid athletes in all of professional sports. His salary at the time was $3 million. Damn, we have come a long way since that. How come some Twitter accounts for either hometown TV stations or teams can be so tone deaf. The Marquee Sports Network, which is the Chicago-based sports television outlet, took a clip of Jacob Mizorowski for the Brewers getting hit in the first inning and then throwing the ball away, got hit in the leg on a comebacker, then threw the ball pretty much into the third row, throwing it to first. Hey, he's a rookie. What are you going to do? And the Marquee Sports Network tweets, Jacob Mizorowski doing his best Jordan Love impression. Because Jordan Love sucks so much. As Nathan Marjan pointed out, this tweet is why the Cubs lost. How can you possibly tweet this when your football team is the Bears? Also, how can they be so clueless about, yeah, we have had the worst generational lifetime run of shit quarterbacks that we should not be saying anything about that? Lakers big man DeAndre Ayton has been accused of stranding an Instagram model in Turks and Caicos after she allegedly wouldn't sleep with him. I mean, you're an Instagram model. You're going to Turks and Caicos with an NBA player. Did you think it was just like a timeshare pitch that you'd just sit through a meeting for a couple hours and say, no thanks, I want to go back to my free vacation? Come on now. Are they really building a stadium in Vegas for the A's, or just pretending they're going to build a stadium? They had a very public ribbon cutting and first shovel in the ground PR event about a month and a half ago. But since then, people watching from high above the neighboring skyscrapers with their cameras have noticed that, well, they're just sort of moving dirt around. They pile up a bunch of dirt on one side, then they move it to the other side. The construction crew appears to be doing nothing but building sandcastles with heavy machinery for at least the last 2 weeks. In addition, the A's put out a ballpark construction project outreach meeting in which vendors, contractors, you know, construction companies are invited to come by and, quote, reach out to the ballpark building team to see if they want to be part of it. It doesn't really sound like they have their act completely together. Luka Doncic is ripped. He's on the cover of Men's Health magazine after he was shamed into being horribly out of shape while being traded from Dallas to the Lakers. He has turned it on this summer. The summer shred has been on, and he looks phenomenal. Will he be a better basketball player? One would assume, right? Can't be worse. But he looks in great shape compared to his opening night debut with the Lakers. Now, if I'm a Mavericks fan, this only makes me more incensed that basically we had our best player, our favorite guy, the guy that we've all got jerseys of, most exciting reason to come to the building every night to watch him do his thing. And we had him traded for a bag of beans, an injured player, chronically injured player in Anthony Davis, for basically nothing. And now he's shredded. On the one hand, I don't know how much we should congratulate Luka for being in good shape. A, he's an athlete, he's supposed to be. B, why weren't you that way in Dallas? But I'm pretty sure this was a wake-up call. This was a sort of a personal world resetter for Luka Doncic, in which he's like, okay, I never thought I'd be traded. Damn, look at me in the mirror. I can do better than this. Let's go. All right, finally now for our walk-off tweet of the day. Sometimes, I don't know if this would be, who knows if this really happened. It doesn't matter. Either way, it's super well-written. You ready? Julia Schreck writes, almost made it through an entire weekend with my parents without wanting to throw myself into traffic. But while driving them to the airport this morning, my mom hits me with the, so do you plan on losing weight for your sister's wedding? Buzzer beater, she writes. Almost made it through a whole weekend without my parents wanting me to jump into traffic in frustration, and she hits me with a, so you plan on losing weight before your sister's wedding? And buzzer beater, and it counts. Come on, people, do better. That'll be it for me today. Thank you so much for downloading. Thank you for putting up with my car casts. I hope this was of a quality that is sufficient for your ears. I have recorded this into my voice memo app on my iPhone. Forget all these other fancy mics. I believe that iPhone mic quality with all the digital processing they do and all the computer-aided stuff probably is pretty good or good enough for podcast work. You know, I strive for the highest of standards. And yesterday's podcast, when I listened to it, I was immediately pissed off because the stupid Blue Yeti microphone, it didn't allow me to get dialed in the right proper non-overcooked audio. It was not of a proper level. And I'm saying to myself, you guys suck. Why I even bought you, I have no idea. But guess what? We're going to Best Buy right now to return this thing with no shame whatsoever. Thanks for listening. Tomorrow we'll get Church on here. Friday we'll have the boys, Scott and Solly. Then I'm off to Scotland. As always, rate and review. Tickle the algorithmic overlords for me, and I appreciate that. Have yourself a great Wednesday, and we will see you next time.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Did you know that MyBookie.com has more than just sports gambling? Oh yeah, they've got an online casino that is amazingly fun to play and can be quite profitable. Want to sharpen some skills for a trip to Vegas or maybe another casino? You want to practice card counting, bet variance, or some exotic strategy you saw on TikTok? MyBookie.com. And of course, there's always the sports, not just football, which we're all salivating about, but baseball, golf, tennis, boxing, MMA, and a bunch of stuff that you'll say, wait, I can bet something on that? Yes, you can. Get an account at MyBookie.com. Enter promo code ZABE so they know that I sent you. And splash around and have some fun in life, especially after you get that reimbursement check from your sales meeting in Grand Forks, South Dakota. MyBookie.com, the one, the only, the official sportsbook of the ZABEcast.